T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Look, ma'am, I hit the wall with ignorance. And by the way, I don't fight folks. I listen to the doctors. We have access and are blessed to have this platform so that tens of thousands of folks, even more, can hear the truth. And I'm so lucky to be able to get the folks from Children's. So now we're getting into an area where parents freak out about the young ones getting the vaccine, which I can't understand. The day they say yes will be the day we get Vince down there, my son, to get vaccinated. Why? Because of the data and the science and the trust factor. I've never seen anything like this in my life. The pushback. Dr. Andrew Nowak from UPMC's Children Division of Pediatric Infectious Diseases. Doctor, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, you're the best. Hey, man, let's start this with the truth. How many vaccines will your average kid get before they're 5 years old, sir? How many?
So the key point there, Marty, and I'm glad you bring it up, is to enter school, which is why we drive vaccinations, they're going to get more than 20 different vaccinations. And that is all planned and executed to keep them safe and save their life from preventable diseases.
Hold on. Just so you know this, folks, I want them to repeat this. Before most kids get into school, sir, they get 20 vaccinations, even more.
Absolutely.
And have you ever, I mean, you get a little pushback. Folks want medical exemptions from time to time, but never the pushback we're seeing now, right?
Exactly. And it's baffling to me. You know, I think that parents accept school entry vaccines, you know, very routinely and very well. In the state of Pennsylvania, more than 90% of people never put up a peep. And so our kids go to school really well protected for diseases that aren't even here anymore for the most part, tetanus and diphtheria and that. So, you know, it's a little baffling to me, as it is to you, that you'd have folks who are looking at this disease that's killed almost 600 children in the United States already and have an effective vaccine and not want to protect them.
So tell us what kind of vaccine they're getting, because they think it's different, but it really isn't than what I got, in essence.
Absolutely. I mean, we have some vaccines that are live viruses, like the measles vaccine. We have some vaccines that are, you know, broken down pieces of viruses, like the hepatitis vaccine or the pneumococcal vaccine. So, you know, this newer vaccine is in that category of broken down stuff. It only really, through the vaccine itself, makes the one piece of the virus called that spike protein. But as it turns out, if you can get someone to be immune to the spike protein, you can prevent 95% of infections. So it's really like all the other vaccines. And honestly, we've been developing vaccines in this category of these new mRNA vaccines for more than 25 years. So none of this is new, and all of it's been looked at for a long time.
Dr. Andrew Nowak, UPMC Children's. Doctor, here's the other pushback I'm getting. Well, I only tested it on 2,200 kids, Marty. It ain't nothing. What do you say, doctor?
Well, I would say that, you know, the 2,200 kids in the study, that's a very reasonable question to ask. You know, we've only tested it in 2,200 kids. We've tested it in the, you know, 12 to 18 age group and now millions of kids who've been receiving doses since the spring. And we've tested it in hundreds of millions of adults. And around the world, more than a billion people have received vaccines. So we have a ton of data. And someone could reasonably say, well, what if kids are completely different? And that's a reasonable question to ask. But none of the data coming out from that initial several thousand child trial is saying that they're going to act any differently. So we have tons of data from the older adolescents, and we have that in millions of children, and then we have the newer data from the 5 to 11-year-olds, and it's safe and effective in those children. I think it's silly to say that we would have to test it in a million kids to be able to get the emergency use authorization when we've literally given a billion doses of this vaccine already around the world.
Dr. Andrew Nowak from UPMC, when can you expect, because I'm hearing around Halloween, when can you expect shots in arms, sir, for kids?
I don't know for certain.
Yeah.
But the data being released today means that the next step is the Pfizer applying to the Food and Drug Administration for the authorization. And they would then review the data and talk about it at a meeting and grant the EUA, which all of those things I think are going to happen without a problem. So I would guess that it will be sometime in the middle to late next month that we're going to be able to start lining kids up to get them vaccinated.
Look, it stands to reason, by the way, that school started, so now you're seeing a significant, like, 5, 6, 8-time increase in the illness. It also stands to reason that they fight it better than we do. I get it. But why the hell would someone want to risk their kid getting either extremely risk or the rare chance that they were dying by blowing this off because they're afraid of it, sir? Why?
It's just really hard to understand, isn't it, Marty? I think that you and I think the same thing. We have parents right now who do everything they can to get the right car seat and put on the right seat belt and make sure their kid is wearing a bike helmet and doing all of those things, and then say, well, I question this vaccine and I don't think that this virus is that bad because, not that many kids have died from it. Our goal is no kid ever to die.
Right.
That's the goal. And that's every good society's goal. That's a good way to measure a society, how well they're taking care of their kids. This is no different than that.
Dr. Andrew Nowak from UPMC's Children's Division of Pediatric Infectious Diseases. Help me with something about children's and why you're seeing a record number of folks bringing their kids to Children's Hospital right now. Can you wrap your arms around that, sir?
Sure. We have had the busiest September, really, on record.
God.
And our August was equally busy.
God.
And that's in part COVID, but COVID is actually a minor part of that. We have had, a variation, but, low double-digit cases some days in the last few weeks. So we've had a few kids, but we're a 300-plus bed hospital.
Right.
So all of the other business is coming from the fact that, you have kids in school again. They're all next to each other. There's inconsistent mandates, mask mandates. So some viruses that had been waiting to circulate for a long time are now back in action. And so what we've seen is a tidal wave of other viruses plus COVID. So we've seen a tidal wave of respiratory syncytial virus, which we call RSV, which hits younger kids pretty hard, but a lot of like parainfluenza virus and a lot of the other respiratory viruses that typically are worse in the wintertime that right now have really filled our hospital up. It's felt a lot like February for the last few weeks.
I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not trying to tell people not to come to Children's because it's the best hospital on earth, but shouldn't they call their pediatrician first, sir?
Oh, absolutely. I think that we are blessed in Pittsburgh to have this network of pediatricians and family medicine doctors who are really good at taking care of children. We are doing everything we can to bump up our capacity. You may have seen pictures of a tent outside our ED to expand that, using all of our clinic space at night to expand it that way. But the best thing to do is to determine for a mild to moderate illness if your child needs to be seen in our emergency department. And I would go through the triage lines at your pediatrician or family medicine practice and see if they need to come in, because it's best, obviously, to take care of those minor illnesses at the pediatricians and keep our emergency department open for those children who need it the most.
Dr. Nowak, you're the best. It's the truth, and it's spot on, and you always get right to it. I can't be more grateful. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it again.
Yeah. It's very important stuff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.